You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
This is 90-something podcast.
I know it sounds mental, but sometimes I have more fun vegging out than when I go partying. Maybe because my party clothes are so binding.
You're an idiot.
I'll show you. Starting tomorrow, you'll see I'm just as sane as anybody.
Well, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Mentos, the fresh maker.
All right, let me take a sip here.
Cheers, buddy.
Wow, wrong pipe. Jeez. Wow, I don't ice. But here we go.
All right, then. Welcome back to Banzai Retro Club. We're doing another episode.
Woo! You doing the intro?
Sure, I'll do the intro.
All right, let's hear it.
We're going to be doing more horror movies, this time from the 90s. So we are hitting the 90s horror movies, and we'll be talking about our favorite of the decade, and we'll probably have to throw in a couple honorable mentions at the end too, because there's a lot of good ones in the 90s too that I forgot about. So who should start this time? I did last time. Maybe you should give us
all right. Well, I think our listeners need to know who the hell we are.
Oh, I'm Scott, and that's Dave.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah, that's me way over here,
about 1,200 miles away.
Yeah, well, you know, darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. creatures call in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. Yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to throw in the Seinfeld yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah.
Okay, so we're starting now with the 90s, horror movies of the 90s. I didn't watch a lot of horror movies. There was a stunning lack of horror movies in my household in the 90s. Anybody knows my story? I was doing the Christian parent thing. My kids only watched wholesome programs, a lot of VeggieTales, a lot of stuff like the Ten Commandments. And yeah, I bored them to death with that until they got their own TVs and then they could watch Cartoon Network all night. So, I do remember watching The Frighteners, mainly because it was Michael J. Fox, and he was really good in this movie. If you've never seen it, he was an architect at some point, had a really bad car accident. The car accident killed his wife. He now passes himself off as an exorcist of evil spirits, and pretty much he's a con artist. Peter Jackson directed it. Fran Walsh and Peter Jackson both wrote the screenplay. It was released in July 19, 1996. Check it out if you can. Can't go into much detail. I've got 4 more seconds left. Bye.
So you're asking who should start? I mean, if you did the intro, then I think it goes to me then.
I think it goes to you.
Yeah, it goes to me.
I think it does.
Is that the reason why you did the intro? Because you didn't want the pressure of being the first one?
No, because you were choking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd just kind of take over, jump in.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Good looking out.
Sure.
Yeah, the bourbon kind of went down the wrong pipe there.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so many great horror movies came out in the 90s. Looking at the list, I there's so many of them that I really enjoyed. I just want to give a quick nod to I Know What You Did Last Summer, just because it's got my my girlfriend, Jennifer Love Hewitt, even though she doesn't know she's my girlfriend, but she's very likable. But staying off of that, I just got to, there's one that really just pops out in my brain as it was more, it felt like cerebral horror than actually like gore. And it's probably top of the list. Well, it is top of the list when you do 1990s horror movies. Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Just Hannibal Lecter scared the shit out of me in a good way. You know, and I really, I just, the whole aspect of what was going on in the film with Clarice against Hannibal and just having the jibing back and forth and the amp up of, you know, this is just a really sick individual. And he's talking about it like it's, you know, like a walk in the park. I ate a census taker's, you know, whatever he said, you know, heart or lungs or whatever, you know, and it was like, yeah, no big deal, you know, and they're just talking about it like casual conversation, but it's creepy as hell because, you know, they have this serial killer in captivity and she's able to just quite Q&A him, but at the same time, they're trying to find this Buffalo Bill guy who's just as creepy as Hannibal is.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so you have kind of that dueling story that's going on where, you know, she's kind of learning to be an agent, but also trying to, she's getting invested in this case that is just probably beyond the scope of her, you know, what she's ready for. So it's such a great drama, and the amp up of Jodie Foster just being so awesome in it. I love this movie. I just love it because of the psychological thriller of it and the roller coaster ride of, you know, just everything that's involved in, you know, the mind of the serial killer. And I have no idea how true to form, you know, it is to being actual serial killers, because I know I could probably watch a half a dozen documentaries on Netflix, but, you know, to me, this is the way it should, you know, that's the way they're probably wired, I would think. And it's scary as hell to think that people are wired that way. But this movie kind of introduced me to it, and that's why I kind of love what it brought to me. Love me some Hannibal Lecter. He's just a bad dude. But, you know, so calm about it. So Silence of the Lambs, was that something that was exciting to you?
So I loved this movie. This is a great, great thriller. But when I saw it on this list, I was kind of like thinking, is it really a horror movie? Cause I didn't see it as a horror movie. And I actually asked Chrissy about it. Because she, it's one of her favorite movies too, is a thriller, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I would call that a horror movie." And I'm like, "I don't know, it's more like a the legal thriller, you know, that I know serial killers are kind of, I guess, you know, they would fall into the horror category, but I never really thought about this as a horror movie, you know what I mean?"
Yeah, but if you were to look at it like, let's say, Freddy Krueger before he gets burned or whatever, imagine the way he would have been.
Right. Know? No, and it makes sense now that I'm thinking about it, the way you and Chrissy have said, hey, this, yeah, it's definitely a horror movie. But initially I was like, is it a horror movie? But it always seemed like more of a suspense thriller psychological thing. But it's definitely, it falls into the category now that I've taken a different look at it, different viewpoint. And it really is, it's a great movie. It's so well done, and Jodie Foster is awesome in it. And
Anthony Hopkins.
John Malkovich, right? Is that no? It's not John Malkovich.
No.
Who plays Cowboy Bill?
Oh.
Or Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill. Who plays?
I swear, him? It looks just like John Malkovich in my head. Gonna look it up. Gotta look it up.
It's so weird that he's not even given like top credit.
It's him, right?
Yeah, because I'm like scrolling through and I don't see.
I don't Jack even see Crawford, the character.
Barney, Miggs. Yeah, see. Wow. All right. I'm going to do it.
Well, what was his real name?
Who played Buffalo Bill? Silence of the Lambs. Ted Levine. Yeah.
Ted Levine. Oh, yeah. Okay. Really? No way. That's the same guy that was... That's the chief from Monk. I would never have seen him as Buffalo Bill in that movie. I didn't see it. Wow.
I'm trying to think.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to see what else I've seen him in, because I never watched
him. He's been in quite a few things. You recognize him.
No, I see his picture right now, but I'm not placing a movie. But yeah, he's been in quite a bit, actually.
He's in like every episode of Monk. 7 seasons of it.
All right, so we went tangent.
Okay, tangent.
Yep.
great movie though.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Actually, I love this movie.
The best scene is the basement scene though, with the night vision goggles.
Oh, that is so creepy, dude. Oh dear God. Yeah,
it's the best scene.
To me, I just love the way that Anthony Hopkins and kind of antagonizes Clarice. Yeah, Jodie Foster, you know, just the conversations, and you could just see that he's just doing everything that's in his power to kind of get under her skin, but at the same time, kind of respect her because she's like so brutally honest with him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dear God, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want, you know, that dude. I wouldn't want to be like alone sitting in a chair and just talking to him, you know, casually.
No, because you might end up going to dinner,
yeah,
or him having you over for dinner,
yeah,
with a nice Chianti.
Yeah, exactly. And Favre.
No, I bet that's got to be a running joke in his household. Like if he has somebody over, have a bottle of Chianti sitting on the table.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know that's what's going on.
Look at the time. I gotta go. No, I gotta go back to the basement scene for a second.
Okay.
So right around the time that this movie came out, when did it come out? 91. So we hadn't started dating yet, Chrissy and I, but we saw it together like on video or something like that. And it was like later on, like a few years down the road. And we were looking at houses. We were trying to find a townhome to live in. We found this one and it had a basement like that, where it's like a bunch of small rooms. And it was like dark and just creepy. And we both walked back upstairs. We're like, that's like Silence of the Lambs basement. I'm like, screw it. We're not buying this house.
It had a pit.
no pit. It did not have a pit, but it was just creepy, you know, just like a lot of small little closed off rooms. Like they had, I don't know, put a bunch of people down there as, you know, kidnapped or something. It was just really weird and dark. And the colors that they had painted the walls were like really dark colors, so it made it even feel like more creepy and dark and scary. So anyway, that's my basement story.
Yeah, that is that would be kind of creepy. I would hope there's some natural light going on there though.
None in that one.
Ooh, ouch. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you had the one, you know, they always have, they have to have an egress.
Yeah.
Like one window of egress.
Right.
But it was like in this corner, and there are bushes on the outside of the house that kind of blocked any light from coming in. So it was just really dark, very dark. Even with the lights on, it was dark.
Okay, everybody, this is Rose again. Horror movies of the 90s is my second pick. A lot of good horror movies in the 90s. I gave my first one just a little while ago. Tons. Bram Stoker's Dracula, Circle of Echoes, Gremlins 2, who didn't love that? I tried to get into some of the Child's Play, never really worked out. But I think one of my favorites was from the latter part of the 90s, Lake Placid. Now, if anyone's ever seen this movie, it's got Bill Pullman, Brendan Gleeson, Bridget Fonda, and I believe a young lady by the name of Betty White is in this. It was released July 16th, 1999. I howled. This movie was so damn funny. It's got Oliver Platt in it too, and he just plays such a goofy character, so over the top. But in case you didn't know, it's about a giant alligator. It's eating people. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to tell you how he got so big. So you'll have to figure that out on your own. Steve Miner was the director. David E. Kelly, screen.
So I want to move on, but I want to go out and say that I think I already know Scott's pick.
Really?
Because I know that he's so diehard Tom Cruise. So Interview with the Vampire is obviously going to be his pick. So we're not really going to talk about that one. We're just going to go ahead and end the show then.
Oh, all right then. You don't get to hear my pick of Gremlins 2, The New Batch?
Oh, really? Is that where you're going?
No. But that's, it would have been a funny one.
Yeah.
No, you know, I think I'm going to go back to a slasher classic, which it's now a classic. I mean, it's, you know, 20 years ago or 22. And that's Scream.
Scream. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like the first one on the list, man.
When, I know.
When did we become like the, you know, picking the, like the top ones?
Yeah.
Cause that's not normally us.
I don't know. There's a handful of other good ones in here, but Scream was, it was just so, and it was campy, right? Because they made fun of old horror movies. First thing you do, you never leave a room and say, I'll be right back. You don't have sex. And, you know, you don't have, there's a couple other rules. There's a bunch of rules that they were coming up with, right? And it's true. You know, they went back, you go back to all those other slasher movies and everything that they, all the rules that they made up were exactly how people died. And, it's just, and then the end was so twisted, it being, you know, the two guys together working together, just really messed up, you know, that, and they were the original ones that killed her mom and all that stuff. And I just thought it was really well done, you know, killing people off one by one, kind of through the movie as the movie goes on, they keep taking one person out, and I just thought it was like the opening scene, especially with Drew Barrymore, you know, and she's making the popcorn.
Yeah, yeah, and then she gets the phone call, right?
Mm-hmm, the yeah. phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite scary movie?
Well, actually, it's
Friday 13th.
Yeah. I just looked up the rules, though. So
oh, yeah,
you may not survive the movie if you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You may not survive the movie if you drink or do drugs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you may not survive the movie if you say, I'll be right back, hello, or who's there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on. Sharona wants to go out. Hold on.
All right. Who let the dogs out? Ruff. Rough.
Actually, I'm just going to take the computer with me.
Oh, we're going to walk and podcast at the same time.
Yeah, I wonder if I should take her outside, though.
Yeah, you don't want her, like, having an accident, no.
This one's got a bladder of steel.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
So, Scream, then. So, yeah, Drew Barrymore, Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, all great cast.
Yep, hold on. Hold that thought.
Hold that thought. I'm holding.
Yeah, I gotta let her out.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Yep. I feel like I should have another, like, monologue for horror stuff. Just to fill the time here, people. But I don't. We're going to edit all this crap out anyway, but I feel like I should be saying something significant to you. What should I be saying? What is on the mind of Dave as far as horror movies? Do you think Scott's hearing me? I don't know. Kind of weird. If podcasting was a movie, a horror movie, would I survive? Would I be the end survivor, or would I be like one of the first ones to get killed off? That's weird. I'm drinking, so that probably means I would get killed. Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to share your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller. I heard you come back.
I'm back.
You're back.
Yeah.
This is what Dave does when he's filling time.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Sorry, everybody.
No worries.
We'll edit some of the silence out if there was any.
I rambled a little bit, so it'll be, we'll cut it out anyway.
Okay, so anyway, we were talking about Scream.
Talking about Scream.
Courtney Cox, you left off of Courtney Cox, I believe. And
yeah, I was talking about the cast. Enjoyed the cast. Mm-hmm. Neve Campbell, Drew, mm-hmm. Courtney.
David.
Yeah,
what's his last name?
David Booth?
No, it's,
Arquette.
David Arquette, yes. Arquette. Deputy One of the many Dewey. Arquettes. Yep. He was funny in that.
Yeah.
Fun movie. Fun and kind of, you know, it's a slasher. The first time you see it, you're like, you don't know what to expect, so.
It has been way too long since I've seen this.
That was a good one, actually.
You know, something that we talked about on our 70s podcast, 70s horror podcast, mm-hmm. was the music, you know, that like sets mm-hmm. up things. Did our 90s picks, I don't think they have like a specific sound that is like that creepy sound, like that kind of gets associated with the movie. Because when I'm thinking Silence of the Lambs, I'm thinking Scream, nothing comes to mind like the cha cha cha
cha cha cha. Yeah, exactly. Like the Jason and the Halloween sound.
Yeah, I'm not saying that there wasn't one possibly there. I just can't think of it.
Right.
But it feels like it was more of a 70s, 80s thing. Or wasn't it? No, actually more, well, 80s I think was probably more the soundtrack. You know, because you think of like Lost Boys, you're thinking like, what's the name of that song? You know
what I'm talking about. On Lost Boys?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, the soundtrack on that was awesome. I cannot remember the name of the song though. Right now, it's too much pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Cry Little Sister.
Yeah, Cry Little Sister.
Yeah, so you know, you think of that movie, you think of the, you know, the soundtrack songs. The '90s. Were there any horror movies that you think of either the soundtrack or you think of that creepy sound like the 70s movies?
No, not really.
Yeah, me either.
I know they had to have used it. Like, they had to have used music in that way on these movies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm looking at the movies now. I'm kind of scrolling through, and there's none of them that really evoke a certain sound.
Right. I can't think of any music that's associated with them.
Hmm. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
All right. So I'm sorry to go back to your pick, Scream. Was there something more on that?
No, not really. No, I just thought it was.
It's a fun pick.
Yeah, it is. It is fun.
Yeah.
So there's a few other ones out there that are pretty fun too.
And I like you know, the horror movie that kind of like makes fun of itself, if you will. And that's kind of what this was.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of veiled in humor, but it was actually a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done.
Yeah.
I don't know. If we're talking honorable mentions already, I think, you know, you should make a nod for The Sixth Sense.
Uh-huh.
You know, I see dead people.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll do my best not to spoil that one.
In case nobody's seen it in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
19 years?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Bruce Willis is really dead. Okay. Sorry. Okay. From Dusk Till Dawn is another favorite of mine. I don't know what it is, but just so badass, you know, and it was so fun to watch George Clooney being just a complete, utter asshole, but badass at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What else you got?
Well, there was one that was very popular that I didn't get. I didn't think it was that bad, but it was filmed in a new way that nobody else had ever done, and that was the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody said, oh, it was real. It's really, you know, it's real. It's real, but it really wasn't. And the ending was a little creepy, and then the scene in the tent where she's, you know, they're freaking out, and they have all the tent walls are shaking, and it was kind of creepy, but it was hard to watch because of the way it was shot, you know, with like handheld.
Yeah, I like the way that it kind of was amped up drama based on the way it was shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect that part of the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Another one that kind of jumps out at me, which was a monster movie. Something that you didn't see too much of, like real monster movies, you know, like the classic monster movies of Godzilla and all that stuff. This is Tremors.
Okay.
Do you remember Tremors?
Not so much, no.
Really? Oh. Who was the dad on Family Ties? What was his name?
Jason Gross?
Yes, Jason Gross is in this.
Oh my god, did I get that right?
Yes.
Oh wow, look at me. Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's impressive.
I pulled that one out of my butt.
Yeah, it's impressive. This is a great one. It's a lot of fun, actually. It's definitely a monster movie. And Jason Gross and his wife have all, like, this gun arsenal, and they have to kill these giant worms that live underground in the desert. It's fun. It's a good one. You might like that one. One of my brother's favorites, actually. He loved that movie. Him and his friend would watch that over and over again.
Yeah, I'm just so floored that I got the name right.
You're looking it up.
Michael Gross.
Sure.
Michael Gross. I got it wrong.
Jason Gross. You know who Jason Gross is?
No.
You should. He was on our show. He hosted Jeopardy.
So I messed up the names. Yeah, I combined like people we know. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, Jason Gross was the host. Our game show host.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Which that was a lot of fun. We should probably try to see if we can get him to do another one. Come up with some more questions.
Yeah, I've gotten some feedback on that, and there are some people gotten mad at us for not knowing obvious answers.
That's good. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We can live
with
that.
That's okay. I had a lot of fun, so.
Yeah, definitely. I want to give a little shout out to Flatliners.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Because they had such a great cast. Kiefer, uh-huh. Kevin, Julia Roberts.
Yep.
Loved that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one. The remake was pathetic.
I wanted to watch that, but I haven't gotten around to it.
I watched about 20 minutes of it. It did not have the the potency of the first one, you know?
The potency. Okay, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's about all I got.
That's all you got for the 90s? Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's popping out at me here.
The Faculty was kind of a cool science fiction movie where the teachers were aliens. People Under the Stairs was kind of creepy. Stir of Echoes, that's a good one with Kevin Bacon. He was a good psychopath in that one. A bunch of Nightmare on Elm Street continuations and Jason continuations. Halloween, several Halloween. Oh, Halloween H2O is one of my wife's favorite of the Halloween series.
I remember really digging Bram Stoker's Dracula. I don't think I've rewatched it since, but I remember really.
Is that Gary Oldman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Now, this is definitely sci-fi, but Event Horizon was a lot, like, freakier than I thought it would be. Oh, and then Ring. Forgot about Ring. That's a creepy one.
Oof. Feels like we're kind of digging.
Oh.
We're just digging the fill of time.
No, Arachnophobia was great. I don't know if I'd call that a horror movie, though. Oh, my battery's running low, dude. I gotta go. Let's wrap it up.
All right. So that's our 1990s horror movie picks. So what we're going to do is wrap things up. We're going to remind you that we have that website out there, which is BanzaiRetroClub.com. That's BanzaiAI. Go out there, check our social media endeavors, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, yada, yada, yada. Follow us on all of those different platforms. Also within the website, there's a way that you can leave us a voicemail. So we encourage you to please go do that. If there's a horror movie that we did not include, we would really like to hear your input. On the Contact Us page, you can also send us email. So please do that as well, because we really enjoy getting feedback. At the bottom of the main page, there's this thing called Patreon, and we just like to remind you to please go out there and donate a little something-something to help us keep the lights running and keeping things moving along. There's other things that we like you to do is go out and hit subscribe and then do like this thing called a review. Scott, you got any commentary on the review process?
Oh, well, the better, you know, the more reviews we get, the higher up on the list of shows, you know, the more popular we get. And that means we just get more listeners, which is great because we have more fun that way. It's just, and we could always get more input from more listeners too that way. So, leaving a review, it's easy to do. Just go on there and put as many stars as you want. We prefer 5.
Of course.
But if you think it's only one, please leave just one and just but tell us what we're doing wrong, if we're doing anything wrong. So other than that, I'd rather like to hear, you know, oh, you guys are awesome, like Rose always says. We know we're awesome. So anyway, all right, I got to go. My battery's about to go, and I don't have my cord local.
All right, so everybody be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 All right, I'll talk to you later.
How much time you got left?
On my battery?
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes.
Dude, plenty of time. What the hell? We rushed that for nothing.
It doesn't always last 2 minutes, though. I'm doing a lot of other back stuff here. I'm trying to close as many windows as possible.
Back stuff?
You know, background apps that are running.
Yeah.
Like I got my email on, Jesus, so it's always
shut up. Oh, well, Rose sent voicemails.
Oh, now she sends them. Damn. Yeah.
I'd be curious to find out if she had any of our picks.
No. Maybe Scream. I don't know.
We'll see.
All right.
I'll take a quick listen to them and I'll forward them along so you can hear what she says.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.